On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Jake Volnick with you guys here on Overtime. Again, coming up here in about 17 minutes, we're going to bring in James Bridges for another edition of Change Your Mind. Plenty of Cavs that we're going to get to react to here in the final hour of the show. Heroes and Villains, a lot of stuff to get to. But we are talking Browns. And with the Browns playing the Patriots coming up this weekend, there's a lot on the Patriots side to get into. Yeah, you got the Vrabel angle, Vrabel versus Fansky. You have a team that's 5-2 that has played a very light schedule but has looked good doing it. And you have a Browns team coming off a win. To help break down where this game really stands, we head out to the Fan Hotline. Covers the Patriots over at the Boston Globe. It is our good friend Christopher Price, and he joins us now. What's going on, man?
I'm doing pretty well tonight. How you doing?
We're doing pretty good. In a football season that has not brought me a ton of joy, I'm coming off a 31-6 win in the first time the Browns have scored more than 18 points since week 13 of last year. I feel really good. It's about as good as we get.
I hear you. It's good stuff.
Yeah, I mean, I want to look at the other side, too. Obviously, the Patriots are off to a hot start at 5-2, leading the AFC East. Now, I think it's really easy right now, though, to look at their schedule and throw around the word overrated compared to the 5-2 record just based on who they've played. Is there a fear or belief that overrated could possibly describe the Patriots team accurately right now?
Yeah, definitely. I could see why critics would describe them as overrated. I think that's completely fair. I do think, however, that there's an argument, a counter-argument to be made in that they're winning the games that are in front of them, and they're winning them in a fashion that would suggest that they are worthy of a 5-2 record. They're not struggling against the Carolina Panthers. They're not struggling against the Tennessee Titans or the New Orleans Saints. They're winning those games cleanly and decisively. It's not, you know, these are not perfect games, but at the same time, they're handling their business in a way that would suggest that they are at least, you know, seven games into the season, really a legitimate playoff team going into the end of the 2025 campaign. So based on what we saw from this team the last couple of years, even if people outside New England may think they're overrated, I think Patriots fans will take it at this stage of the calendar.
No doubt about it. I mean, I got to ask you, obviously, the Browns had Vrabel last year as a consultant, also basically ended up coaching the offensive line because Andy Dickerson wasn't doing a very good job. How has the experience been so far with Vrabel?
Tremendous. Tremendous. Absolutely tremendous. This is a guy who came in and instantaneously changed the culture in the locker room. He was able to bring in a lot of well-respected guys around the league like Morgan Moses, but he also imported a lot of guys who played for him in Tennessee and were able to know instantaneously what he needed, what he required to kind of, you know, put a successful team together. So it's all worked so far. I'll say that. And the other thing too, when it comes to player acquisition, they were able to kind of augment that group with a couple of high-priced free agents, most notably Milton Williams. I'll give you the idea how Milton Williams has played this year. He signed a $100 million contract, guaranteed $100 million contract, one of the biggest in franchise history, if not the biggest in franchise history, and not a single person in New England is complaining that he was overpaid. So that gives you some sort of impression as to, you know, the public sentiment about New England and how they really fared over the course of the first seven games.
So I know you mentioned obviously culture there. What has been the biggest, like, a noticeable difference between Gerard Mayo for you guys from last year going into Vrabel this year?
Well, I think that it's just a simply really, I mean, in my experience, it's a more functional organization. It's a more professional organization. You know, the coaching staff has four guys on it who have been head coaches, you know, compared to none last year. So I think you can start from that, the direction of the franchise. There's a clear and consistent vision from top to bottom and what they want to do, what they want to get done, and, you know, how they want to go about doing it. So I think those are all of the intangibles. I think, you know, when you look at it on the field, the biggest difference is Drake May. Drake May has really emerged as one of the better young quarterbacks in the league. He's incredibly accurate, been incredibly accurate, you know, through most of the first seven games, has developed a great working relationship with Josh McDaniels. And this offense right now, you know, it started the year as a big question mark, whether it was the offensive line or the wide receivers. Now you can make a real argument that the offense has surpassed the defense when you talk about, you know, how these the three areas of the Patriots stack up.
So, Christopher, if we're looking at this as a head coaching battle, do you think it holds any extra weight with Vrabel being in Cleveland last year and going through and having these guys now battle this year? And I'll give you the Cleveland side of it. There's a lot of fans who early on in this year already thinking they probably should have let Stefanski go and at least tried to get Vrabel into the building as the head coach.
Yeah, yeah, I think there's something to that. I think that, you know, the vibe that I get, and this is just my own experience, if someone else was in charge in Cleveland last year and they brought Mike Vrabel in, let's say it was just for argument's sake, like Norv Turner or someone, and they fired Norv Turner, I don't think Mike Vrabel would have any qualms about stepping over the dead body and taking the job. I think he has a high level of affection for Kevin Stefanski. I think he has a high level, you know, that goes back a long time. And so I think that played into it when it comes to his decision not to take that head coaching job. Not that he was ever offered it, but to decide to kind of shift gears and go to New England and become the head coach in New England. So I do think some of that is at play. And look, I asked him today, were you a Browns fan growing up? He's like, hell yeah, I was a Browns fan. Of course I was a Browns fan, kid growing up in Ohio. So I think that job is one of, you know, when you look at Vrabel, there are jobs that would uniquely suit him in given his background. Ohio State head coach, I still think there's an alternate universe out there where Ryan Day doesn't win the national championship and the team struggles, you know, in the college football playoff, and, you know, the whoever the president of Ohio State is, you know, slides a check across the table to Mike Vrabel and says, you know, just kind of fill in the amount. Ohio State, the Cleveland Browns, and the New England Patriots. I think that all three of those places kind of have a special place in his heart. And it's just, you know, happened to be that the New England Patriots were in the right place at the right time this past offseason for him.
Again, Christopher Price of the Boston Globe with us here on the Fan Hotline. I'll go the other side. There's obviously, with that side of things, been a lot of questions around Kevin Stefanski and how great of a coach he is in Cleveland. What's your opinion on Stefanski? How good of a coach do you think he is?
Well, you don't win two Coach of the Year awards by accident. I'll put it that way. I think that, you know, I think he's done fairly well, at least, and this is just my own experience from the outside. He's done fairly well with the talent that he has. Obviously, you know, the Deshaun Watson situation kind of throws a wrench into things. So, but I think he's been okay. And it's just one of those things where, you know, it's just some guys aren't fits. Some guys, it doesn't work for some guys. And that's not necessarily a character flaw in everyone's case. So I think he's a good coach. I think he's a good coach when he has good talent around him. It's but the barometer of a good coach versus a great coach is being able to coach it up even when you don't have great talent around you. So look, I think he's done well, but look, you know, it's going to be interesting to see how it all shakes out for him moving forward.
All right, let me live vicariously through you. What is it like? How exciting is it to have your franchise quarterback again and just watching him be awesome? Of course, I mean, I'm asking for a friend, not necessarily myself, but like, just give me the picture.
he's getting it. He's getting it. And look, man, hand to God, I'll say this. My first game covering the team was back in 2001 when Mo Lewis knocked Drew Bledsoe sideways. So I've been through this before. And I'm not saying it's going to end up the same way, but it's fun to see him understand what he needs to do to be able to get the team into the situation, into a victorious situation. Look, he's got the athleticism. He's got the talent. He is not an error repeater. And the other thing, too, is he's making much better decisions than he was at this point last year. And look, part of that is coaching, part of that is the guys around him, and part of that is just his overall natural development. But you can see it all kind of come together for him. There were moments in the Buffalo game earlier this year, and I think that was really, in a lot of ways, his signature game in his year plus in the National Football League, to be able to go into Buffalo and go toe-to-toe with a guy like Josh Allen on Sunday Night Football, nationally televised game. It just kind of all started to click for him. And look, again, a lot of that are the guys around him. He's not having the kind of year he's having if he doesn't have Steph Diggs, if he doesn't have an improved offensive line, Will Campbell and Morgan Moses and Garrett Bradbury, all those extra bodies around him. And honestly, he's probably not having this type of season if Alex Van Pelt is his offensive coordinator again. So all of those things are going into it, but there's also a level of execution at the quarterback position that we haven't seen around here in a long time.
If you threw your best guess out there, you would say he's a top what quarterback in the NFL right now?
10 to 12. And there's so much uncertainty out there because, like, you know, do you put Joe Burrow in the situation in the conversation just because he's injured? And if he was playing, you know, he would certainly project to be a top five quarterback. And look, if Lamar was healthy, he'd be a top five quarterback. So I want to make that kind of, you know, condition when I make that statement. But he's probably a top 10 quarterback at this stage of his career. Look, he's winning games even when his offense around him is not executing at a high level. Earlier in the year, the Patriots running game was really not doing well, and Ramondre Stevenson was having ball security issues, and Drake May was still winning ball games. And I think that's one of the hallmarks of a really good quarterback, when he has to overcome some offensive slack.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Sluggishness to be able to kind of put things together on his own and lift the team, you know, individually. And he's continuing to do that over the course of the first seven games of the year.
All right, let me ask you on the Brown side right now. If you're taking the New England perspective, what is the opinion on Dylan Gabriel right now?
Not great. Not great. I'll be completely honest with you. I mean, he looks like a career backup, and that's not necessarily a shot. I'm not saying that, you know, that's a bad thing, because it takes some talent just to be drafted and just to kind of take one step in the National Football League. But I don't think that Dylan Gabriel is the answer. I'll put it that way. And look, I'll be completely straight up with you. There are a lot of people around here who would have enjoyed the sight of Shedeur Sanders under center this Sunday, if only because it makes for a really good story. So I think you kind of, you know, you take Dylan Gabriel with the understanding that it might take a couple of years for him. But look, at this stage of his career, I think he's probably bound to be an eternal backup in the NFL.
If you put yourself in the Browns shoes right now, would Shedeur be getting an opportunity at this point?
Not yet. Not yet. I think that, I don't want to say the season is still salvageable, because I've seen a lot of teams turn it around after 2-5, and especially last week. And although I don't know if that says more about the Browns or the Dolphins at this stage of the season, that there is something there, you know, and there is such talent. And that was, I got to be honest with you, that was a huge chunk of the conversation this year, this week in New England, was the Cleveland defense and how this is the toughest defense that the Patriots are going to face or have faced to this point in the year. So you'd like to think that you will remain competitive regardless of who's at quarterback. I'm just saying, look, as a sports writer, you root for the story, and seeing Shedeur Sanders back there is a much greater story than Dylan Gabriel.
Yeah, I mean, absolutely can see that side. And Christopher Price of the Boston Globe, again, with us here on the hotline. We'll talk about the Browns defense here in a second, but take me through the Patriots defense. If the Browns are going to be able to find offensive success this week, what are the weaker portions of the Patriots defense that you've seen so far?
You can really gain some ground when you test the depth in the secondary. The top of the secondary is pretty good, but if you get into a situation and let's say someone goes down and the Patriots have to lean on someone like Alex Austin. I know Kyle Duggar, the safety, who's been on and off the field this year. He's questionable going into this game. Jalen Hawkins is coming back after a hamstring. Christian Gonzalez had the hamstring earlier this year. If you can, find success with your third and fourth receivers, I think that's certainly a recipe for success. The other thing, too, you need to score early, because if there's an Achilles heel for this Patriots defense really through the first seven games, for whatever reason, they're struggling on their first two drives of the game. We saw it against Tennessee. We saw it against New Orleans. We saw it earlier in the year against Carolina, where those teams, demonstrably weaker teams in all three phases, jumped on the Patriots early because the Patriots defense didn't come to play in the first quarter. And so you need to be able to take advantage of a Patriots defense that struggled early, that's found a way in those games. They found a way to kind of pull it together and kind of clamp down the second through the fourth quarter. But if Cleveland is going to win, they need to replicate that blueprint that the Carolina Panthers had, that the New Orleans Saints had, that the Tennessee Titans had, and jump on them early and hope that you can figure out a way to slow down Drake May.
Let me throw things to the side of the Browns. Obviously, it's a defense that has respect across the league, but what is the part of the defense that you're looking at right now that you think gives the Patriots offense the most trouble?
The pass rush. So the offensive line is much improved, but they haven't faced a front like this all year with guys like Myles Garrett. It's going to be a real challenge for them. I anticipate the Patriots trying to run some misdirections, some play actions, some reverses, some fakes to use that aggressiveness against them when it comes to the Cleveland defense. One of the things they were able to do against Tennessee, now look, the Tennessee defense isn't anywhere near as good as the Cleveland defense, but one of the things the Patriots did was they ran the ball. They made a real commitment to running the ball early. The numbers weren't great out of the gate, but that set up play action later in the game. I wouldn't be surprised to see the Patriots do a little bit of the same thing. I wouldn't be surprised to see Josh McDaniels go deep in his bag for reverses, play fakes, all that kind of stuff. Because really, for me, that was the best way for those old New England teams to beat those old Pittsburgh teams, because they were hyper-aggressive. To use that aggressiveness against them, again, play fakes, reverses, play action, misdirection, all that kind of stuff to get those guys going in the wrong direction.
All right, before I get you out of here, I have to ask. I mean, we've watched Bill Belichick basically implode at UNC, and it's been ugly. What has been you've covered the team now for over two decades, been with Bill, seen the obviously progression, the Super Bowls. What has been the emotional roller coaster of watching him do as poorly as he had at North Carolina?
It's embarrassing. On and off the field, it's just been really embarrassing, and you can excuse away a lot of the stuff. The gruffness, the blown off answers, that kind of thing. When you're winning Super Bowls, it's a lot harder to kind of blow it off when you're 2-3, and the Pinstripe Bowl looks like a preferred destination. So, he did great things in New England as a head coach, and I just don't know if the college game is quite for him, because as we know, it's a year-round thing, and you not only need to be out recruiting people into your program, but you need to be always, with the transfer portal, you need to be recruiting your own guys all the time. And he's just, I don't know if he's quite up for the job at this point in his life.
I appreciate it a ton. I appreciate you setting aside the time and working with me on a little bit of short notice. It's always good to talk to you. Love the insight, and we're rooting for two different things on Sunday, but we can both root for a good game, I think.
Sounds good. Definitely. I think it'll be a fun one.
I appreciate you, and we'll look to talk soon.
Take care.
No doubt. Christopher Price of the Boston Globe with us there on the Fan Hotline. We'll react very quickly to what Christopher had to say as well. We bring in James Bridges for another edition of Change Your Mind, coming up here in about 5 minutes on Overtime with Jake Volnick, with you guys right here on the Fan.
on the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.